Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, April 12th. The Colorado State Patrol has confirmed that a recording with the Senate Secretary about a Democratic senator using the women's restroom is real. As Benta Berkland reports, it casts doubt about Daniel Kagan's story.
Republican Senator Beth Martinez-Humenick filed a complaint against Kagan, alleging he used and on multiple occasions an unmarked restroom designated for female legislators. He says it only happened once. The Senate's nonpartisan administrative head, Effie Amin, called Colorado State Patrol about it on February 23rd.
We have a person who works here, a male, that has been frequently accessing the bathroom. And so, yeah, it's so awkward. And so that's why I wanted to change the code, because I know the code we have on there is sort of our generic one.
The audio surfaced on Compass Colorado, a right-leaning website. In it, Amin says she was aware of problems last year. She did not, however, change the locks or put up a women's sign until recently after the complaint was filed. Democrats also say she didn't discuss the issue with them last year. It's not yet known when the complaint will be investigated. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
In other news from the State Capitol, patients who receive surprise medical bills for services their insurance company has already paid for may get some help from Colorado lawmakers. Eric Galatis has the story.
A new bill introduced in the state Senate is designed to help protect consumers from so-called surprise medical bills. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative explains that frequently, patients with insurance end up getting billed for services from out-of-network providers, even if the care was given at an in-network hospital or clinic. He says most consumers aren't aware of protections already in place under state law.
And that's really the issue. We're trying to make sure that consumers know their rights and legal protections and can take the appropriate actions to make sure that they're paying the bills that they're responsible for and not paying ones that they aren't responsible for.
SB 237 would require out-of-network providers to include plain language on their bills that lay out consumer rights, which can include not having to pay the additional balance if their insurance company is regulated by the state. Plans regulated at the federal level are not subject to the same protections. Similar measures introduced in past sessions were not popular with insurers who were concerned that they might get stuck with the bill, and providers worried they might not get full payment for their services. Fox notes it can be frustrating for people who do their best to schedule appointments within network hospitals and clinics, only to be hit with a bill above and beyond what their insurance company has agreed to pay. Fox says it's technically up to the insurance company to make good with out-of-network providers who are not on hospital staff or provide specialist services, but that hasn't stopped providers from coming after patients to collect.
What other industry can you send a bill to a consumer that they don't technically owe and collect on it and potentially send them to collections for not payment? That's what's happening right now in Colorado.
The measure does not prohibit surprise balance billing outright, but Fox says it's a step in the right direction. SB 237 was introduced by State Senator Bob Gardner, a Republican from Colorado Springs, and Representative Danaya Esgar, a Democrat from Pueblo. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
At Paonia High School last night, scientists from the University of Colorado at Boulder were on hand to help local students learn about air quality. The science symposium featured students from Hotchkiss and Paonia High Schools who demonstrated the results of their air quality projects that they've been working on for the past few months. Undergraduate students at CU were mentors for the local high schoolers. The CU students are part of a class taught at CU that is learning about air quality issues in the state. The program at CU is called the Air Quality Inquiry, or AQIQ. Mentors and professors were on hand last night to help explain the project and the results that the high school kids came up with. Here's CU professor Dr. Daniel Knight, who spoke with KVNF News and explained the project.
So it stands for Air Quality Inquiry. We use low-cost air quality monitoring devices to work with students at three Delta County area schools. We support and mentor student-led projects. So We sort of facilitate each group of student teams to come up with an idea of some sort of air quality topic they want to measure either at their school or in the local community. And then we bring in the air quality monitors from CU that have been developed in Professor Mike Hannigan's laboratory. And each one costs about $1,000 to develop. So the normal air quality monitor typically used by the EPA would be about $100,000. So they're very inexpensive and easy to get into the schools. We have CU mentors that we train to come out here and work with the students. So each student team has an undergraduate student from CU who teaches them how to use the air quality monitor, helps them interpret their data, helps them develop their poster, and then travels here to Delta County for the symposium, also a few times a year to sort of support the project. So projects cover a wide range of topics. You know, we've measured everything from emissions in a feedlot, a local ranch around town, the rancher's son, to differences in like different rooms in the school, like the cafeteria and the gymnasium, that type of thing.
The program started with one graduate student at CU and now features multiple undergraduates and mentors and professors. This is the third year they have held science symposiums at Delta County High Schools. Students last night presented their projects, which included everything from measuring emissions from exercise to the effects of everyday pollutants on plant growth, to comparing the air quality at Paonia High School to the air quality at Paonia Junior High School. Dr. Knight said the main purpose of the project is to get high schoolers excited about science and to help them participate in air quality experiments.
Generally, what we've learned at a smaller level is that students can get excited about air quality, that they can get involved in local research projects in their community. For example, one of the feedlot air quality measurements was a rancher's son, so he was very invested in measuring air quality out at the ranch. Mm-hmm. One of our winners last year measured emissions from scent lures. Their family was trappers, and so again, young students getting very invested and interested in family businesses and measuring air quality around that is great to see that the students doing that. So we learned that we can engage the students with our monitors in the classrooms.
The CU program will be at Delta High School tonight for a second symposium featuring projects from Delta students. The symposium and a free pizza dinner is slated for 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Delta High School. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.